This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright. Today we welcome back Phil Stasek, the president of the Space Coast Progressive Alliance. They hold First Thursday events every month, and this month on May 2nd, 6:30 p.m., Being Female in America. Phil, thanks for coming in. Tell us about the Space Coast Progressive Alliance and what you do.
Thank you, Terry. The Space Coast Progressive Alliance is the voice of liberal and progressive thought here in Brevard County. We advocate for the environment, for labor rights, for civil rights, for women's rights. And in fact, this month is a very special opportunity to look at something that is, it still shocks me that in the 21st century, that 51% of our population in America is treated as second-class citizens. Women. Women are not given the same opportunities that men are. They're not paid at the same rate that men are for doing the same jobs. We know that in our elected positions in both state, local, and national government, that women are not represented appropriately. We know that there is a real, effective glass ceiling that keeps women from rising to the top of corporate leadership positions. And Terry, you know, it's interesting. Here at this wonderful radio station, you are our fearless leader. You're the top executive here. But I know that you're kind of unique in that way. What when you go to a conference, when you go and meet with other leaders at public radio stations, what do you see?
I think public radio is a unique entity, and there are women who have aspired to move ahead and make it to the top. But in a recent Florida Public Broadcasting meeting, there were 13 representatives of the 13 stations statewide, and of those 13 people, three were women and 10 were men.
Well, it's not fair, and it's not appropriate. Hey, we have some fantastic speakers. We're going to be having five announced speakers, the youngest of which is Julie Adams. She's 16 years old. She's a high school student, a very interesting speaker who's going to be talking about her experiences. We'll have Susie Garfinkel, who is an amazing woman who is involved with the Space Coast Progressive Alliance. She's very much involved in dance and empowerment workshops and that sort of thing. She's going to tell us about her experience. Vicki Mishner, a candidate for office here in Brevard County, a past candidate. She is 14-year U.S. Army combat veteran. She is a wonderful person. Vicki's going to talk about her experience from the military and coming home. Maddie Vroom from the University of Florida. She's a PhD candidate conducting space biology research at KSC's Life Sciences Lab. She's going to talk about what it's like to be a woman in this field of science, technology, engineering, math. And then we'll have a presentation from Tess Martin. Tess was going to be at our event, but she's going to be stuck up in Washington, D.C. But her presentation is going to be what it's like to be a freelance writer, director of Common Ground Project. She is also the vice president of the Brevard chapter of the ACLU, and so she'll have a statement for us. But these speakers are magnificent. And something I'd really love to say, I'm a guy, and I'm here speaking on behalf of these women. But men should care about this topic. I grew up in a family with four older sisters, and my mom was born in 1920, the year that women got the right to vote. When I was raised in that family, I learned about what it is to be discriminated against. I've heard these stories. I've seen it firsthand. Men should care about this as much as women do, because when half of our population is being discriminated against, it hurts all of us, every one of us. So I encourage both men and women to come to our event Thursday, May 2nd, 6:30 p.m. at the Front Street Civic Center. We welcome one and all. It's free and open to the public.
So come and broaden your horizons, learn a little bit more about what it's like to be female in America, and perhaps some solutions as to how we can get a little bit more equality in the nation. Thursday, May 2nd, Front Street Civic Center. And if you'd like more information about the event or the organization, go to
www.scpaflorida.com.